Dalad Nisan, Tuesday the 20th of March, Rabbi Ariel Abraham. When B'nai Eretz Yisrael spend Yom Tov together with B'nai Chutz La'aretz, some practical halachas.
When B'nai Eretz Yisrael spend Yom Tov with B'nai Chutz La'aretz, some practical halachas. In the interests of just getting some feedback, how relevant is this? How many of you are going to have over Yom Tov or over the past year? Over the past year, how many have been in a combined setting where you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz La'aretz? At least 50% of the audience, 67% it's going up, right. So before we discuss some practical halachas of being Yotze and being Moitzi Kiddush, being Yotze and being Moitzi Kiddush, both ways, and it works both in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael, before we get to that, we'll first discuss the more fundamental question about if someone for whom it is not yet Shabbos, can he make Kiddush for someone who has already been Mekabel Shabbos? Kiveh Eger and Siman Rish Samach Zayin discusses. Imagine a situation where your neighbor has just happened in the early minyan, he comes home, he's incapacitated, can't make Kiddush, and he asks you to make Kiddush. Kiveh Eger has the following suffix. Tutzdadim, on one hand we know that the Rishalmi says, regarding Hilchas Megillah, Kriyas Megillah and Purim, Ben Yodalad and Ben Tesvov, that Ben Yodalad, someone, Ben Ebraka, someone living in Beit Shemesh, cannot be Moitzi and read Megillah on Tesvov for someone for Ben Yerushalayim, and vice versa, a Ben Tesvov, Yerushalmi, can't be Moitzi and read Megillah for Ben Yodalad, because then they haven't got the Chiyuv. Okay, so you're hearing Megillah for someone who's not Chayev. Rabbi Kiveh Eger says, the same thing should apply. Someone who's been with Kabbal Shabbos early, okay, he can make his own Kiddush, but for me, it's not yet Shabbos, I'm not yet a Chiyuv, I should not be able to make Kiddush for him, on one hand. On the other hand, maybe Shabbos is different, because Shabbos, you can bring yourself to a Chiyuv. That's Rabbi Kiveh Eger. The Tzarechim Ladina. Now, Rabbi Kiveh Eger's suffix needs a little bit more clarification. Shlema Zalman Erbach Mincha Shlema says needs a little bit more clarification. What do you mean? What's the distinction? What's the advantage that Shabbos have over Megillah? In that Shabbos, he can bring himself Lidei Chiyuv. He can be Mekabel Shabbos early. And then regarding Kriyas Megillah, can he not bring himself Lidei Chiyuv? A person who is a Ben Yodalad, he lives at Beit Shemesh. Can he not decide on Tesvov? He can decide, I'm now going to change my status, I'm now going to become a Yerushalmi, I'm going up in the world, I'm going to become a Yerushalmi, I'm going to live in Yerushalayim. What's the distinction between Shabbos, that you can bring yourself to the Chiyuv, on one hand, that Megillah, you can't bring yourself to the Chiyuv.
It's
going to
be Shabbos, Megillah, it's up to you.
I've got for you, Chistrinus, you might hear me throwing in some words of Ivrit as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I was about to say Yafe, Yafe, Anachanami. So the Mincha Shlema gives two or three different distinctions, explanations, but that's Rabbi Kiveh Eger. He says, on one hand, Shabbos is, on one hand, the mitzvah for Kiddush already starts in Plaga Mincha. I'm already a Bar Chiyuva in Kiddush now. I'm already a Bar Chiyuva. In contrast to, of course, Kriyas Megillah, Ben Tesvov and Ben Yodalad, there is no Chiyuv if you're not part of living in that location. Another distinction, possible distinction is, that regarding Kiddush, regarding the fundamental question of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, and I can be Moitzi Yud Bidei Chiyuv in a bracha, what's the definition, what's the status of Kol Yisrael Arevim? What level of Chiyuv, Zika, what level of obligation do I have to have, connection I have to have to be able to be Moitzi Yud? Regarding Kiddush on Shabbos, I'm going to be coming to the Chiyuv. Anyway, I'm going to be a chayv, I'm going to be making Kiddush in another few minutes. I'm already a bar chiyuva. One distinction is, the chiyuv already starts to plug in mincha. Second distinction is, I'm going to become the chiyuv in another half an hour. A third distinction is, that regarding the status of chiyuv, of obligation, in the case of Megillah, it's entirely different to the status regarding Kiddush. Regarding Megillah, what defines my chiyuv, where I live, meaning my ability to be able to be Moitziyu and Megillah, is something distinct from my status of being Rishami or being a Bnei Braka. After that, change my my location, and then I can be Moitziyu. In terms of Kiddush, when I'm making Kiddush, if I have Kavona now to be Yotziyu Day Kiddush, so now I become Chayiv in that Kiddush, it's all one and the same thing. Says the Mincha Shlem Rishim Zamaneva. Perhaps that's why there is much greater tzadim to say that I'm Orav Bedover, I'm Shaykh to the Mitzvah of Kiddush, even before I have made Kiddush, and therefore I should be able to be Moitzi. It should be possible to be for someone who's not Yavim Kabbalah Shabbos to be Moitzi with a Kiddush, someone who's not Yavim Kabbalah Shabbos. To summarize, Rav Akiva Eiger has a suffix as to whether someone who has not Yavim Kabbalah Shabbos if he can make Kiddush or not, and he remains Betzara Chiyun Adina. And we've given two or three distinctions between Kiddush on one hand and Kriyas Megillah on the other hand. Halacha Lamaisa, before we apply this to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, Halacha Lamaisa, regarding Kiddush, it's very interesting. In Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser, Shem Zaman Evach Paskins, where is there a practical nafkamina, a real nafkamina for Kiddush? Nafkamina, as he says, as an example, imagine you have a situation in Shari Tzedek Hospital, and you have a rabbi who has to go around and make Kiddush for the sick people. And he has to go from ward to ward, and it takes time. And he lives on the other side of Yerushalayim. And he has to drive back home. So for him, it's not Yashai. He wants to be in a situation where he has the ability to be able to drive home. On the other hand, he might see the hundreds of people who need to hear Kiddush. So Lahalocha Lamaisa, he says, since Riki Vega is Nisha B'tzarachiyun, so he says in Perik Nun Aleph, Sif Yod Ches, Safek im yochel asis kein. However, seeing as the halacha, seeing as the din, if I'm not chayiv in a bracha, you want me to make the bracha for you, and I'm not chayiv in the bracha at all. You want to have a can of Coke, and instead of making the bracha, you want me to make the bracha shackle for you. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, yotza, if someone has already fulfilled his obligation, meaning he hasn't got any obligation, ain't a moitzi. Halacha is I cannot be moitziyu. If I'm making the bracha for myself and having the drink, then I can be moitziyu. But if I'm not subject to that obligation, then I can't make the bracha for you. Says Rosh Hashanah Zaman Evach, that din, that yotza ain't a moitziyu, what level do we say, on what level can I not make the bracha for you? Is it the Raisa Rabbona? So the Labush and the other Achreinim, they say, and the Turi Evin, the Labush and the Turi Evin say that that's only mid Rabbona. Yotza ain't a moitzi. But midiraisa, even though I'm not chayiv in the bracha, midiraisa takes effect. Therefore, says he says Shmir Shabbos Kofasa in the footnotes, he says, so b'shas hadchak efshel hakol, since it's only a sofik in a din derabanan, b'shas hadchak boif nakroyi, someone can make kiddush for someone else, but only boif nakroyi not to do it. And therefore, our doctor who has to do it on a weekly basis should not rely. Our rov who has to do this on a weekly basis to make kiddush in the hospital. He should not rely on this. Better for him, Dafka, to be Mekabel Shabbos and get a ride back. Even if he's Mekabel Shabbos, get a ride back either with a non-Jew or maybe with a Yid, not to make any malacha in the car. That's the level, that's the extent. So to summarize, that's regarding Kiddush. So we learn regarding Kiddush, Rav Akiva Eiger's got a suffix, and we say Ritzorchi in a dinner, Rav Akiva Eiger says, and therefore someone can't make Kiddush for someone else. If he's at present, he's not in the Chiyuv. The fact that he can bring himself to a Chiyuv, even in a situation of Kiddush, which is better than the case of Megillah, still he should not rely on it, unless Vishas Adchak, only by Funakroi, Adka. Regarding Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Chutz La'aretz. So you have situations, Baruch Hashem, there'll be Bnei Eretz Yisrael coming home, and they'll be spending Yom Tov with Bnei Chutz La'aretz. So I'll discuss first a situation. Can the Ben Eretz Yisrael make Kiddush for the Ben Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni Yishol Golios. In a year. Not this year. Let's say Pesach were to fall on Sunday, and Yom Tov Sheni would be Monday. Okay? So on Leil Sheni Shel Leil Seder. Theoretically. Can you have a situation where the Ben Eretz Yisrael would make Kiddush and be mighty the Ben Chutz La'aretz in Kiddush or not? Okay? He hasn't got a chiyuv at all. The Ben Eretz Yisrael hasn't got a chiyuv at all. The Ben Chutz La'aretz achayv. Can you make Kiddush or not? Is there any comparison between the situation of Ben Eretz Yisrael and Ben Chutz La'aretz on one hand and the person being Mekabel Shabbos early on the other? Says the Imri Bina of Meir Ayobach, no relation to Rav Shlem Zalman Ayobach, Imri Bina on Shulchan Aruch, Imri Bina says, Rav Akiva Eiger says, he's got a chakir. Rav Akiva Eiger says, someone who's not chayiv, Someone who can bring himself to a chiyuv of Shabbos can make kiddush with someone else. So Zimri Bina, a Ben Eretz Yisrael visiting Chutz Laretz, can decide to settle in Chutz Laretz. He can therefore bring himself Yidei Chiyuv. And therefore, says Imri Bina, he can make Kiddush for the Ben Chutz Laretz. Imri Bina. The Paskim, the Sefer Betzela Chochma, and again, Mincha Shleim, Rishlim Ezan Levach, they say, what's the dimyan? It's very schwer, the comparison between the case of Kiddush, someone being Mekabel Shabbos Ali on one hand, bringing himself to an obligation, being Mekabel Shabbos, and then Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Number one, as we already said, someone regarding Shabbos, the chiyuv of Kiddush already starts at Plag HaMincha. There's a mitzvah to be Mekabel Shabbos early. It doesn't take much of a change in status to be Mekabel Shabbos early, in contrast to a Ben Eretz Yisrael, who is visiting Chutz Laretz. There's obviously no mitzvah for him to change his status. Number two, it's a major status change. And perhaps the strongest question is, how can Imri Bina suggest that chatchila, or that there's no problem in making Kiddush? What's his sole source? Who's the first? We said Rabbi Kiva Eger is the precedent from perhaps making Kiddush early. Even Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's the whole source for the whole question, remains the tzorich iyun ledina. How can you paskin that that's permitted if Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says that you can't rely on it and you can't chatchila? And therefore, la lucha lemaisa works out the following. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman Erbach in Sefer Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa, Piski Chuvas Simon Toch Tzadivav, and the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa, they all say, Aluch Elamaisa, for sure not. Ben Eretz Yisrael would not be able to, cannot rely on the din of Arvis to be able to make Kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni for the Bnei Chutz Laretz, in contrast to the position of the Imri Bina. B'dieved, if he did make Kiddush, so you can rely on the Imri Bina. That's what Roshem Zalman Erbach fastens. And that's all in Chutz Laretz. What's the whole rationale of the Imri Bina? Since the Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz could change his status and become a Chutzne, so you can make Kiddush. But if that's in Eretz Yisrael, where you happen to be hosted by an Israeli, and the host wants to make Kiddush for you, there's no rationale, there's no argument that the Ben Eretz Yisrael could change his status, he's now in Eretz Yisrael, then even with the evidence, no good. That's not looking like that.
He hasn't. He has no intention. It's a bit strange.
Adkan, I'm dealing with classic Kiddush. Kiddush on Leil Sheni, or Leil Shemini Shel Yom Tov. What about in the morning? Kiddush on Yom Tov morning. What's the Nusach of the Kiddush on Yom Tov morning? There's no indication of Yom Tov in it. Say a few psukim. So perhaps, who do we say over here that the Ben Eretz Yisrael can make Kiddush on Yom Tov morning? But make a boy break often. With the psukim, what's the problem with saying some psukim beforehand? Still say, Elim Ha'Ede Hashem. What?
Elim
Ha'Ede Hashem.
In front of it's Chalamoid.
You can say Bereishis. There's no limitation what he says on that. So, interestingly enough, Aluch Lamaisa. Again, I'm quoting, and I'll be happy to give out. I made 20 copies over here of about 10 very pertinent points regarding Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. I've also got a different copy. Those of you who happen to be traveling to Eretz Yisrael, the opposite cases and the most relevant practical shailas you can look at based on the sources. The Halucha Lemaisa, Shem Zalman Erbach says, based on the Prima Golim, which I'll share with you in a second, that no. Even on Yom Tov morning, when the bracha is only Bayer Pri Agafen, still you can't be, Ben Eretz Yisrael will not be able to make a bracha and make Kiddush for the Bnei Chutz Laretz. And why? So I'll say very quickly, if I succeed in giving over, good. If not, we'll carry on to the next point. And that is, the Prima Gadam says in Hilchas Kiddush, Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, that at night you can make Kiddush both on wine or on bread. In the morning, you can make Kiddush only on the wine, but not on the bread. Okay, so for Kiddush, I can, even if I'm not being Yotze Kiddush now, I can make Kiddush for you, for anyone who needs, because Kol Yisrael Reidin Zebazeh. But for the Birchas HaMoitzi, seemingly it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If we're making Kiddush on the wine, the bread is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Nonetheless, the Levush, in the Simon Reish Ayin Gimel says, seeing as there's a chiyuv to eat bread, So it's part of the Suda. So I can make Mahamaitzi for you. It's a machlekas between the Taz and the Lubush. That's when Kiddush is being made on the wine. In a situation where there is no wine present, and you're not making Kiddush on the bread, on Shabbos morning, there's no wine. So the halacha is, you can make, there's no wine, you can't make Kiddush even on the challah. So you make hamoitzi, and then you eat. There's no wine around, so you make hamoitzi. In such a situation, can I make hamoitzi for you or not? So the Levusa says, the Prima Gadim, since it's not nikkur, that there's any obligation in this hamoitzi, because it's not part of Kiddush, therefore I can't make hamoitzi for you. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach here as well. When you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, he wants to make Kiddush, he wants to make Ber Pri HaGefen, in the morning, there's no hecker in the Chiyuv that his bracha is being made for a Chiyuv over here, and therefore he cannot make the Ber Pri HaGefen, the Bnei Chutz Laretz will not be able to be Yaitza such a on the bracha. Let's move on to the next point, because this has been relatively not so negeah, situations which are a little bit more negeah. Regarding Kiddush, regarding the reverse question, there's a Shem this year when on Achron Shel Pesach, which will fall on
Shabbos.
Okay, so for Bnei Chutz Laretz, the Kiddush will be Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. Got it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Masha'inkein, for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddush will be? So can those Bnei Eretz Yisrael who are at the table with the Bnei Chutz Laretz, are they Yetzer Kiddush or not? They'll be hearing the Kiddush of Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. So are they Yetzer Kiddush? Or should they be making their own Kiddush? Question is clear, right? So for sure, if they're making their own Kiddush, there's no other Bnei Chutz Laretz around, they'll be saying Mekadosh HaShabbos, no question. If they are in a mixed family setting. Okay. Are there any offers?
They should say Amen as soon as they hear the word Mekadosh HaShabbos before hearing
it. So over here we say that L'chayra, seeing as the Kiddush, the Nusach is different, should they l'chatchila be making their own Kiddush? The Poskim, I'm quoting from Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chas, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, Rav Vozna, they all say they're very, very choshish for Zilzula, Zilusa to Yom Tov Sheni, for Ben Eretz Yisrael not to keep and maintain the halachas of Yom Tov Sheni. There's any indication of not keeping the local halachas, it's a Zilzul. Better, if they anyway make Kiddush before the host comes home, okay. But if there's any chashash of zilusa, then they should not make their own Kiddush, and they should be yotza with the host, even though they're hearing Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael Vazmanim. But so what? Because included in the Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael Vazmanim, you hear Mekadosh HaShabbos, so they're yotza. Okay? Let's say that. That's with Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael Vazmanim. Or they can make the Kiddush together with the Ma'areach. They make their own Kiddush, and they'll mumble Mekadosh HaShabbos, and they'll make it if it's unobstrusive. Okay. The interesting question arises regarding Havdalah. Chaz Hashem, on Motzah Yom Tov Rishon. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, for them it's Havdalah. There's actually a Machlekes HaPaskim. When should the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, in such a situation, when should he be making Havdalah? Should he make Havdalah on Motzah Yom Tov Rishon? Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that he should wait till Motzah Yom Tov Sheni and hear with the Bnei Chutz Laretz. But the consensus of the other Poskim is no. He should be making on Motzah Yom Tov Rishon. Okay. So going with that.
Havdalah with Kiddush together.
Oh, yeah. So now he's in a bind. On one hand, he should be making Havdalah on Motzah Yom Tov Rishon. Bnei Chutz Laretz on Leil Sheni, shall I say, they would be saying Yak Nahaz. And in the Berachas Havdalah, they'll be saying Hamavdil Bein, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael achayv to make a regular Motzah Shabbos Havdalah, which is Bein Kodesh L'Chol. So are they Yotza or not? So again, if they're on their own,
would you mention in the Nusach Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol Bein Yisrael Ramin, even though it's not in the final Bracha?
So even though.
They say that upon a tunnel.
Oh, they ready-made Havdalah in the Kiddush, but they have to make Havdalah on the Kiddush. They have to make a separate Kiddush. It's a Kiddush, yeah, Kiddush. It's not to be, it's not a secondary Havdalah. Regarding Havdalah, again, if they're on their own, there's no question, they make a regular Havdalah. If there's a question, if they're together with B'nai Chutz Laretz, so La'aluch and Lema'isa, the Pasuk say, for them to hear a different nusach, to be meshanim v'matbea menusach shetov v'chachamim, they can't hear and be yotza with the bracha of ma'mavil bein kodesh l'kodesh. So they should mumble, they should make their own havdalah, or in this situation they should relocate and unobtrusively make their own havdalah, because then they're not yotza. Essentially, they're not yotza with the b'nei. However, in the Sefer Yom Tov Shevi'i Hilchos, he quotes Rishlom Zalman Reivach saying, perhaps b'di'eved, as you mentioned just now, seeing as the bracha of the Yak Nahaz does mention Ben Kodesh L'Choil, Ben Ola Choshech, so perhaps b'di'eved, but ideally they should be making their own Havdalah. It's very interesting. The halachas that we're mentioning over here are not Chumra, Sumin Hagim, Dina Aluch Lamais, you have to know, are you Yetzi or not Yetzi? You have to know. Generally, from my experience of visiting, coming back from Eretz Yisrael, visiting over here, these are questions that they arise at the last minute and people don't know where to look it up and what. But these halacha person has to know beforehand what's the halacha, what's the makkah, what not. I saw in Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he asks in Tov Tzad Yivov, number 133, he says, what's the difference between the case of Havdalah, where Shem Zalman says, you're not Yetzer, but Ben Eretz Yisrael is not Yetzer for hearing the Ben Chutz Laretz, and in Kiddush, we said that the Ben Eretz Yisrael is Yotze. When the Ben Chutz Laretz is saying, Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmane, and the Ben Eretz Yisrael is Yotze. And the question, the distinction is very clear, because when he hears Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmane, it's included in the Matbeah Shel Brocha. In contrast to Havdalah, it's an entirely different text of the Brocha. I'll conclude with one or two more relevant practical halachas.
Can we talk about Aliyahs? We call up an Israeli on the eighth day.
I'm going to avoid that maybe at 9 o'clock, if you'll allow me. Yeah. I've got it written down over here on the papers that I've given out over here. That's one practical halacha which applies not necessarily B'nai Chutz Laretz, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, but it's important to know that whenever the part of the Torah says, L'sishat al-chametz, dam zivchi. So from Chatzos and Erev Pesach, you can't have chametz. Okay? Question is, when does the Zman Yisr Chometz, what triggers the Yisr? Is it based on where the owner is or where the Chometz is? And if there's a difference in time zones, for example, between if a person is traveling from England to the United States or England to Eretz Yisrael, whenever the Chometz and the owner is in two different time zones, so there's a Shaila to go by the owner to go by the Chometz. Most possible say it goes by the owner, some say it goes by where the Chometz is, that makes a real nafkamina. So much so I never realized. If you look in Piskei Tshuvos again, I think Tof Memches, Risha Feinstein's mashma the following. Risha Feinstein says, seeing as it's a Sofik, so you always have to sell the Chometz
at the earlier time.
So if somebody here is traveling to Eretz Yisrael, so he has to sell it at which time? Israeli time. Because Israel's 2 hours ahead.
Yeah.
And vice versa, the Israeli, for an Englishman flying to America, has to also sell it English time. And when selling it, he should tell the Rav, and he should stipulate that he's not buying it back for after Yom Tov, until the later time. Or, it's good enough for him to be Mechavan. Some possum say don't even have to mention it, or don't have to even think about it, because the Rav, who's your shtiach to get it back, he's only a shtiach for your zchus, but not for l'chaivcha. But that's a very important point. Ramesha Feinstein is mashma, that in the event that he did not sell it at the earlier time, perhaps the chometz is actually also, despite the fact that he did bittul this. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. That's one important thing. Another thing for regarding Yom Tov Sheni, for Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Chutz Laretz, is the concept of Zilus of the Yom Tov, that Bnei Eretz Yisrael have to maintain the local the norms and they have to dress like Bnei in Yom Tov clothes, etc. So regarding lighting candles on Leil Yom Tov Sheni, so the Bas Eretz Yisrael, she's the Eretz Yisrael, so she needs the light. She should be lighting candles on Leil Yom Tov Sheni
without a bracha,
Kamuvan. Without a bracha, And I saw in the footnotes over here, Rishon Zalman Neubach says, even if they're on their own, even if they happen to be making Yom Tov on their own, let's say they've got a house next door, dira next door, from the parents or wherever they are. So Lecheri, they're secluded. Still, she should light her own candles, because people come in, there's a loss of the Yom Tov, if there's no light candles. Ad kedei kach. Ad kedei kach. Even if they're not living.
What's the case?
B'nei Yitzchol Horen Chutz La'aretz. So if they are living with their B'nei Chutz La'aretz family, so for sure they have to light candles without a bracha. The lady of the house should light candles, because she has to leave the impression as if she's a Bas Chutz La'aretz and now lighting candles without a bracha.
But
if that's what they usually do, then good. If not, not. If she would usually light her own candles, she has to go through the motions. Just like you're wearing Yom Tov clothes, you should have gone. So it's an important thing. That's how fathers, you look at the Yom Tov goes. Again, look through these the sikkum that I've made over here. Maybe you'll see a few interesting nuances. I'll close with the following thought. Sad, you're gone.
I don't think that's a minute. I don't know. Yeah.
Light candles.
Yeah. On what is for them chalamoid or even Yisruchag?
For sure.
Yeah.
That's all. What I'm saying is, I've tried to present it. I've tried to present what's the consensus of the Pasukim. Almost every point I've said, there's some of the data different. I've said the consensus, what's brought down these far. Important to know. So I've given you the Maram HaKemis if you want to look it up, to look it up. And draw your own conclusions. Sadia Gaon writes that the halachas of Yom Tov Sheni Kilchas, the din, Sholchem Yitah, Minigav Yisayichem Yedeichem, the din, institution of Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa, Sad Yagon writes is, we read on Shabbos, Parshas, HaChidosh, Chidosh HaZalachem, when Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the Seyda Yibur, when he gave him all the dinim of Kiddush HaChidosh, with that he gave him the din of Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa. The Meshech Chochma writes in the Pasuk of Chidosh HaZalachem. And he explains how, even when Mashiach comes, there'll be a Yom Tov, Sheni, Shogalias. Look at the Pasuk of Mashiach Ochma. HaChedesh HaZalachem, the dinim of the moon, the Kiddush HaChedesh, the Seyda Ibur, and the laws of Yom Tov, Sheni, Kolchasa, what determines the laws, both when there is the interaction between time and place, is all part of HaChedesh HaZalachem. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, in the Broch of Kiddush Levona, Lalvona Omar Shetischadish Ateres Teferes Lamusei Botem, Shehein Asidim Nischadish Kemoisa, Ufol Yeritzral Shem Kveit Malchusei. Rashi says, on the Pasuk, on the Gemara, Ateres Teferes Yizu Lamusei Botem, Simen Ulehem, Sha'af Heim Shemoinim Lo, they who keep to the moon, Asidim Nischadish, it's two Gersas in Rashi, Asidim nischadesh begoluson. Asidim nischadesh begoluson or begadluson. Kamoisa ol fire yitzram. So the moon is the waxing, the moon which the waxing and the waning of the moon, which is a parallel and symbolizes the fortunes of Am Yisrael. But ultimately, whichever situation we're in, even Mitzrayim, the chedesh azelechem will be hischadches. Whether we're in Golos, wherever, whenever we are, whichever situation we're in, there'll be hischadches. The dinim of Yom Tov Sheni, for me, has always had a special place for a few reasons. Number one, because I was able to sit with Rishlim Zalman Neubach in his study and ask him what my personal status was. Eventually, I was instructed, based on Rabbi Yashiv, for the first 5 years when I was married, I didn't know where I was going to be, what my status was. For the first 5 years, I had a din of 1.5 days, keeping Lechumra in Eretz Yisrael. And 20 years ago, when I was in London for Pesach, as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, keeping 1.5 days, which was a lot of mental juggling. So I was in the rather and rather difficult situation that of all the days, my wife had to go to hospital and give birth to my daughter. It was on Yom Tov Sheni, driving through Royal Free, and I was saying it's Pikuach Nefesh, but it's not really Yom Tov, but it is Yom Tov, but it is 1 day, 1.5 days, and I was keeping all the halachas, keeping all the chumras, still, okay. But, what's most significant for me is, if HaChidosh HaZalachem, which is the waxing and the waning of the moon, the Golos, and coming out of the Golos, my father, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Sasson Abraham, he would always identify HaChidosh HaZalachem with his own personal Golos, because on Monday, 1943, Monday, Erev Rosh Chodesh, in Shanghai, China, where he grew up. His family was interned by the Japanese in Lunghua prison of war camp under Commandant Hayashi. And they went in to prison camp with their matzahs, Erev Rosh Chodesh. And as a boy who'd just been bar mitzvah, he'd just read in shul Parshas HaChodesh. So whenever I spoke to him, oh, Parshas HaChodesh, he would always remember the going into his own personal situation at that time. And there were times when, growing up, and I was a young boy, and I'd forgotten to make Kiddush Lavana. So he would wake me up, and he'd say, no, Ariel, have you made Kiddush Lavana? We'd go into the back garden. He would remind me of the following. Not making a very big Indian out of it, he would say, being in Lunghua, prison of war camp, where there was Kamavan, there were sentry guards, and there was a curfew, there was no going outside after dark. And it wasn't child's play over there. There were situations that happened over there. The commandant was tried after the war for crimes against humanity. But my grandfather, Zichron Lebracha, was Makpid. When it came to Kiddush Levana, he would go outside and then make Kiddush Levana outside in the dark. And my father told me this matter of fact, Kiddush Levana, always we were Makpid to do it. When I was trying to jog the memory of my uncle, Rav Yitzchak Abraham, he used to live in Green Lane, he said to me, what do you mean? He said, Ariel, you don't understand. I remember the fear of every shadow. He didn't take us outside. We went outside, round the back, onto the roof, and until we made Kiddush Levana. And my grandfather, he knew the halach. He knew Mishnah Berurah, when to be Machmir, when to be Mekel. He knew that maybe Bisabi David, you can make it inside the house. If my father's association with Kiddush HaChodesh and Kiddush Levana was one of his experience as well, the Golus, but as the next generation, I was associate the Parashas HaChodesh with the mysterious nefesh, the dedication in the darkness, and the devotion. And that's what kept the family, and that's what kept the Maserah for the next generation. By keeping to these halachas, the gdukah shel halacha, and passing on to the next generation, they were able to be an example for not just the disappearance of the moon, but begaluson, as we say in the Kiddush Lavana, she'af heim asidim l'eschadesh, begaluson ulfair l'yotron.
And